broadcasting live from the Encita Business Radio X studio in North Carolina, it's time for NC Tech Talk, where tech leaders come to tell their stories.
Good afternoon and welcome to NC Tech Talk, North Carolina's internet radio broadcast covering the tech sector. I'm Mark Montoro, Senior Director of Programs for the North Carolina Technology Association, or NCTA as we're more affectionately known by our members, and your host for this month's show. For those of you unfamiliar with NCTA, we are a not-for-profit, membership-driven trade association and the primary voice of technology sector in North Carolina. We support economic development through three initiatives: executive engagement, which is our term for events; public affairs, where we lobby in front of state and federal government on behalf of the tech sector; and knowledge workforce, which is our term for workforce development, which is our initiative for helping companies find the talent they need and job seekers find the best company for their career goals. If you want to learn more about us, you can visit our website at nctechnology.org. Our Twitter handle is at NCTA, and we have a company page on LinkedIn. We're also streaming all of our updates and comments on this and future shows at hashtag NCTechTalk. This month's show is going to be a little bit different because we're going to be discussing both our guest company and a unique community activity that they are coordinating. So joining me today is Kevin Diaz, the Chief Customer Officer for Freudenberg IT, or FIT. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. Pleasure to be here.
Good. So first, Kevin, let's talk a little bit about FIT as a company and what makes you unique.
Well, FIT is short for Freudenberg IT. We are what we like to call ourselves, a boutique IT services firm. So we primarily do a lot of infrastructure managed services, particularly around SAP applications, Microsoft services, functional AMS support, really focusing on mission critical systems we like to support for those customers in the enterprise space. What makes us different? It starts at the top. Our leadership, Michael Heuberger, our CEO, has provided a culture of what we'll say very focused customer support and customer services. A foundation of resiliency that we like to use in the marketplace and an approach with our customers. So, and we embolden a family company culture because our parent company, the Freudenberg Group, is a family-owned business. Mm-hmm. Been around since 1848. Oh, wow. So they have a longevity in the marketplace. They survived many economic downturns and upturns and survived. And it's a great company to work for. Great culture, great people. Michael really takes a very focused effort too, as well, to focus on our resources. Everybody wants to talk about technology and innovation, and yes, that's important. But we can't lose focus on the people, the resources in the company that really drive innovation and technology. So we've developed that focus and culture about people first. And customer first too as well.
Yeah, so you talked about IT services. I mean, that's broad. Mm-hmm. I think a theme as our association is that every company needs IT. It's how they change the way that they do business. Mm-hmm. But are there specific industries that you guys serve anywhere where either SAP or another service is specific to an industry?
Well, for particularly around SAP, we focus in a couple key areas. Life sciences, pharmaceuticals is definitely a key area. We're very skilled and adept to servicing our customers around the FDA validation requirements. We have dozens of customers that fall into that space. We've got CPG, manufacturing, retail customers too as well, even sports entertainment as well. So we're not necessarily, pigeonholed into focusing in one specific industry, because when we do infrastructure and management services, sometimes the industry doesn't necessarily have to play into supporting cloud-based architecture solutions. So. Yeah.
So you mentioned a couple industries that are specific to North Carolina: retail, sports entertainment, CROs, those types of things. But you also, just as some of the services you mentioned, they're more applicable to enterprise-based companies, those larger companies. So What are some major brand names, either locally or nationally, that you could speak to that maybe you've helped with some specific services?
Well, sure. So we host and manage and do a lot of the technical administrations around one of the most complex SAP implementations in North America. The company Cintas Corporation, you've probably seen them waking up every morning on your way to work, seeing the Cintas trucks.
Sure have.
One of the more active mobile user populations where we support Sybase Amarid platform for them and keep that up and running. Very critical. Mm-hmm. Local customer in North Carolina up the road in Charlotte is National Gypsum. So we do a lot of work with them from the SAP managed services. A couple other key brands, Dole Foods, Dole Packaged Foods, mm-hmm. I should say, Energizer, battery company too as well. So we understand the importance of those brands. We cherish those brands, and we also make sure that we approach the delivery within our organization that, you know, we have to ensure uptime and availability because of the fact that, you know, their products, goods, and services can't get shipped if we're not doing our job. So that's very important.
Hmm. So FIT has been a member for some time now. I've worked with your team for many years, visited both your locations in Mooresville and RTP. I was particularly impressed with the new data center. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that and kind of where it stands right now?
Sure. So we did a significant investment. You know, we own that data center. We have two, actually. So one is in Mooresville and mm-hmm. one is in Durham. They're about 11 kilometers apart. The most recent one in 12TW Alexander, which is where we're going to have an event we'll talk mm-hmm. about later. It's a 30,000 square foot facility. We procured that about 2 years ago. That's kind of our flagship, if you will. It's a great space. It was kind of built for data center usage. So very, very, sturdy grounds, floors, I should say, reinforced concrete as well. It's something that we look at in a data center space. We approach it a little bit differently than the traditional data center operations that most companies want raised flooring. So we don't really do that. Mm. And Michael Hoiberger is a genius, if you will, when it comes to a lot of data center design and operations. So it's a 13-acre campus as well. So we have room for expansion, and we will probably need to do that as we continue to grow.
Oh, wow. So also, as your role at FIT, kind of customer relations or service, is not a title that you typically see at the C-level, but it's growing at many organizations. You see that they're adopting that. But tell us your responsibilities or your role as the chief customer officer.
Sure. So it really starts with customer satisfaction. Very important. You need to listen to customers, understand what they need. And then more importantly, do what you say you're going to do. So it's not just sales and marketing and business development and alliances. That's critical for us from a revenue growth perspective. But, you know, our reputation, the way we've grown in the marketplace and been able to obtain more customers is by reference customers, very happy customers. And I'd like to think that we do a very good job in that. We probably have, I'd say, over 90% customer satisfaction rate and reference ability too as well. So it's always driving customer management in our organization that requires, you know, what I'll say, a high level of touch and service, because like I mentioned before, we're really a services organization, and you need to ensure that your focus is on the customer and understanding their needs.
So what are some specific things that you do to ensure that customer is happy and that you have that customer satisfaction?
Well, it's the way we structure our organization too as well. So we work with our customer delivery organization very close in hand. So there's no disconnect. That's kind of important, right? So those in front of the customers talking about strategy, talking about delivery, talking about projects need to be in lockstep with those in delivery. And so we have a very good support organization that works tightly with the customer managers and the project management team. And so there's a real unison and what I would say harmonization of the services, right? So a lot of delivery centers here in the Raleigh area. The way we structure our office setup is pretty neat. So there's no, what I'll say, closed walls, if you will. So it was designed that, you know, every group, because it takes a lot of different different functions to deliver services mm-hmm. between network and OS and database and SAN and so forth. They all work together, and they all work in kind of one giant room. So it fosters closer collaboration. So that's critical. So I would say that In the short of it, it's really just close collaboration between the customer management group and then the delivery organization too as well.
And a lot of companies like to say that. They say, we focus on customer service. But what are the ways that you know that you're delivering it? How do you track that customer satisfaction?
You know, it's interesting because we, you know, it doesn't matter how good you do on projects. You know, we live in a world of almost what have you done for me lately? And so we do the traditional customer satisfaction. We hire an independent or survey. We hire an independent organization, does it globally for us. We rank 88 88 out of 100. Mm-hmm. They compare that against our peer group. The average for our peer group is 68, so we do a really good job on that. More importantly, though, we meet with our customers weekly, and we gauge the temperature and of their happiness and satisfaction with us weekly. And it's very simple, sliding scale, red, yellow, green. If you're happy, you have the choice to put it in green. If not, then put it somewhere in yellow or red. And I can tell you that if customers do put it in yellow, it gets escalated to senior delivery management. If it goes to red, then I get notified along with my CEO. And then we want to see some performance plans put in place to make sure we get that back to green as soon as possible. Hmm.
So you touched on a couple different things just throughout our conversation, but I wanted to focus on being off script a little bit about the hiring we were talking about. And you talked about kind of the family mentality of the company. You talked about kind of the neat work environment that you have amongst your teams. So when you're going out to hire, tell us a little bit about some of the particular skill sets you're looking for here in North Carolina.
You know, it's interesting. So there's a great amount of talent in North Carolina, particularly in the RTP area. It's kind of the primary reason why Michael Heuberger decided to open up our North America operations here in the RTP area, because the wealth of talent, the university system, which acts as a great feeder system to get qualified talent in our company, is second to none in this country. So we, you know, we're different. We foster innovation because we are a technology company. However, it takes a different person because we do manage mission critical and enterprise applications 24/7. So, you know, it takes a person that has the right mental capacity to be in this business. But you know, we've really focused on just wanting to foster personal growth in our company. We hired an individual recently that does all they do is really focus on talent in the marketplace, the local marketplace. So mm-hmm. We're invested in it. We keep growing, and we just want those individuals that aren't afraid for fast pace. Fast moving environment, but also to understanding the gravity of what they're doing too as well. They make a difference. They mm-hmm. really do. They, you know, they should feel proud of saying, hey, you know what? All these brand names that we have and all these different customers that we have and the impact they make actually in today's marketplace. So
good. So if people want to learn more about Freudenberg, where do they go?
They can go to our website, www.freudenberg-it.com. They can learn more. We're actually going to have a new website or a relaunch of our website coming in October, so stay tuned for that, and that's where they can learn more.
Good to hear things about the company. So next, we want to kind of move into this community event that's actually one of my personal favorites. I've been to all three and coming up on four of Freudenberg's Oktoberfest, and it's going to be held on Thursday, September 17th. What can you tell us about that?
It's a great event. It really is. It's a fun time had by all. So what happened was about 3-4 years ago, we were celebrating our 10th anniversary here in North America as Freudenberg IT, and we also had our new grand opening of the data center we talked about before in 12TW Alexander. And so our CEO wanted to make a celebration out of it. And so we decided to, in typical German fashion, being our German roots, are in Bonheim, Germany, mm-hmm. Decided to hold an Oktoberfest. So it was, it started out as a basic, let's have, you know, our customers come visit us and maybe some local businesses. And it was like 300-400 people. It was well attended. And then all of a sudden it started growing. We said, let's do it next year and maybe even make it bigger. And so next year after that, it was about 700 people. Year after that was about 800 people. And this year we're looking to hopefully get 1,000 people. So it's very authentic. Michael Heuberger and his wife Nadia actually import the food from Germany. And just to make sure it's very authentic. So
I do remember that. It was some of the most unique. I mean, the first time, I've only been to Germany once, but I remember that food, and it was very authentic.
Yeah, it's outstanding, and really a lot of work goes into it. Karen Bell, our corporate events manager, does an incredible job putting it all together, along with the rest of the staff of the organization. So there will be a beer garden in typical Oktoberfest fashion. So one of our customers, Sam Adams, Boston Beer mm-hmm. Company, likes to contribute, and we support their products. So they'll be there in attendance. We'll have some prizes and giveaways from a couple of our sponsors. And we also have live music with a very authentic Oompa band, German music. And it's going to be a great event. It's September 17th, Thursday. Mm-hmm. It starts at 5 p.m. It's just one of those events that we want everybody to join in the local community. So Michael is a very active member of the Durham Chamber of Commerce. So it's kind of a celebration, if you will, of not just us, but the community is at large.
Well, just on that same vein, everybody likes to know who's coming to the party and then who's invited. So why don't you, who all can come to this thing? How do you do that?
So, you know, our customers will come too as well. Those who can make it. We have some other events specifically for customers leading up to the Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. But generally, if you want to take to register, you can visit our website and our corporate events page as well. So you can register that way or just show up. 5 o'clock, Thursday, September 17th. You know, if you're working in the area, in the Durham and Raleigh-Durham area, then by all means, we'd love to share a pint with you. It's a great event, you know, but there will be capacities and limitations. So it's not like we can have 5,000, although I'm sure my boss, Michael, would love to have 5,000. Absolutely. We'd love to have the largest Oktoberfest outside of Munich, but I think just because of space, we can't have that. So,
one thing I remember was the German toast competition. It seems like the best thing on the stage with about a dozen guys holding a 32-ounce mug above their shoulder level.
It is. There's a name for it, and I won't butcher it. I respect that too much, but it is fun. So there's also games that we play with the participants and the folks that show up. So, and they'll even have, I think, I guess, photography. That could be done with like the German outfits mm-hmm. and the drindles and so forth that you can wear and get pictures taken to as well. So
a fun photo booth opportunity as well. Well, thanks, Kevin. I want to thank you for your time today. Freudenberg seems to be up to a lot of great things. So we're definitely looking forward to hearing more about that.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Great. Appreciate it.
So that wraps up our show. Before we sign off, I just want to tell you about a couple of events that you would be interested that are specific to Encita. As you may have seen, our applications period for the NC Tech Awards closed last week. Hopefully you got yours in, but we will be quiet for about a month or so while our title sponsor and review committee, Cherry Beckert, goes through the applications, reaches out to those applicants to clarify and that type of thing. And then we'll be sharing more information on all of our finalists and also opening up our Tech Exec of the Year poll. So keep an eye on our website for that. We will honor all of our finalists at the NC Tech Awards Gala on November 12th. That's going to be at the Raleigh Convention Center, where we bring about 700 of the state's tech sector together while we recognize extraordinary achievements for the year. Also, we'll have our next installment of Come Tech Out the Triangle Job Fair. We gather about 400 job seekers that come to the McKimmon Center here in Raleigh. To connect with some great employers. If you're in need of talent and would like to see some great ones, you should reach out to us to discuss some booth options there. That concludes our show. We have our podcast available on our website, and you can go to nctechnology.org for that. It will also appear on our e-newsletter that will be coming out 1st of September. Follow us on Twitter at NCTA and on LinkedIn. Our next show is going to be on September 28th, so we hope to see you again. Kevin, thank you again for joining us. And we look forward to seeing you guys on our next show. Have a great day.